Pearson Sobush supplied the lone goal in a 5-round shootout as the Greater Sudbury Cubs withstood a late comeback bid by the Sioux Thunderbirds to prevail 3-2. It was a hard-fought Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League affair January 28 at John Rhodes Community Centre. Greater Sudbury came out with an early effort 3.5 minutes into the matchup, when Matthew Matsoda picked up his 8th of the season by darting down the left wing and firing a shot that eluded Sault Ste. Marie starter Landon Miller, with a sharp short side wrister, on a delayed penalty. The Cubs then went up by a pair deep into the second period, moments after handling a Thunderbirds power play. With that, the visitors came out quickly on a 2-on-1 and saw Noah Cohan fly down the right wing and had plenty of space to shoot it and whipped his chance into the left corner at 18:25. Roaring back to force overtime late in regulation, the Sioux struck twice with extra skaters to send it to extra time. The initial T-Birds tally came during a man advantage as Darren Kapp stuffed in a rebound off a Rannan Joseph point blast with 1:38 to go. Still on the power play and having their goalie out for an additional attacker, Michael Chaffee snapped in the equalizer from the left of Cubs goaltender Noah Mativier with a half-minute remaining. After a frenzied, yet scoreless, extra period, the sides went to extra shots to determine a winner. Thereafter misses by the first 9 shooters, Sobush won it by skating down on Miller, making a couple of quick dekes then providing the decider with a crisp snapshot into the left corner to end it. The result helped league-leading Greater Sudbury raise their record to 35-6-2-0 while the T-Birds earned a point in defeat and went to 2-8-1-0-2-2. The Cubs next take on the Espanola Paper Kings February 2 at 7:05 p.m. at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex in Sudbury.